Blog Talk Radio.
Charge, and I'm joined by my also sexy Miss Angela.
What up? I'm so excited. Sorry. Because this bitch is going to Northern Invasion. Like, it's not every day someone can say, oh yeah, in one day I saw, you know, Seether, Rob Zombie, Slipknot, Korn, you know. Mwahahahaha. That's just, you know, there's like 15 bands the first day, 15 bands the second day. I'm pretty fucking stoked. Am I excited to be working 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.? Probably not, because eventually I'm going to say, fuck it. I have to get up and to work. Thank God I just have to like stumble out of like a fucking tent and be like, I'm here.
That would definitely... Mm-hmm.
If I have to work around food and hungover, I might be the girl that's like, hold on a second. You know, that's how shit goes. But, you know, whatever. Like, or I could just, like, not sleep and stay awake and, like, push my last few days of 29 into drunken oblivion. But, you know, whatever.
Really? That's your goal?
No, not really. I don't really have goals. I don't set them very high, you know.
So what are you going to do for your 30th birthday? And by the way, welcome.
Oh, my God. I plan everybody's fucking parties. I am the bachelorette party planner. I've never done a baby shower because, I mean, let's face it, gross. That's not fun and it's boring for everybody. But I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm like, fuck you. No, not going to happen. Grab me the fucking non-pregnancy spray. Get that shit out of here. I'm not a fuck trophy fucking party planner. Not my thing. But, yeah, I did say fuck trophy party planner.
Oh, my God, I'm making you
business cards. Let's say non-fuck trophy party planner. That would be this girl. I've thrown some fucking wicked-ass parties in my day for, like, bachelorette shit and whatnot, which actually the last bachelorette party, no, the one before that was probably the best. We ended up, like, leaving in a limo, like, a car limo, and then we came back in, like, a truck limo because the limo that we had wasn't working right. And my friend, who was the bachelorette, she fucking leans over and puts her head on my boobs, and she's like, I see why your kids like these. And we're, like, in our neighborhood. And, like, the windows are down, and, like, she's randomly yelling, like, random shit out the fucking window as she's, like, across my boobs. And, like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, it was great. But, yeah, my 30th birthday, I was going to do, like, this big, like, 5-kegger, 3 bands, and a DJ kind of thing. And then I was like, you know what? That means I got to provide food for a bunch of people, and I just don't feel like doing that. So I'm either I kind of handed over the crown of party planning to my best guy friends, Kyle and Sean. I'm not sure that was the best idea because they're a little more rambunctious than me, but I did it, and they have the reins. They told me to give them an outline of what I wanted to do, and I said, I don't want to remember all of it. And now I am left with hope and a prayer that I will not die. Like, we'll see. Yeah.
That's your goal.
They don't have kids, and they've been partying forever and a day, and they're, you know, I guess they're both year older than me, but yeah, they take partying to like 6 o'clock in the morning, and then next thing I know, I'm getting sent pictures of Jack Daniels, and I'm like, fuck me. So it's gonna be fun. The last time I partied with them. Okay, we're not going to go into what happened. But the last time I partied with them, I was sitting at their house at 4 o'clock in the morning going, fuck, dude, I need to fucking go home. I've got shit I got to do. Like, it's late or early, however the fuck you want to look at it. In my book, I call it late. Right. And I'm watching the sun come up at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning going, fuck. All right, I'm just going to stay awake. So I don't know. We'll see.
I can honestly
so far,
say it's been a long time since I've done that.
Yeah, well, I like to think I'm young once in a while and then kick myself in the ass and remind myself I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay.
Yep.
Great.
So your question is pretty interesting.
You know, it's one of those things where I love posting.
Okay, so you got to tell everyone what the fuck the question was. The question of the night.
The topic question of the night. Let me read it verbatim so that way I can make sure that.
Verbatim.
So, topic question for tonight is, what are some things someone can do to not only show interest, but to get your attention in a good way? So.
Okay, that happens, first of all. That happens?
That people do stuff to get your attention?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why I had to.
All I know is like creeper, stalker, like crazy, and you know what, shake your pills.
That's why I had to say in a good way. So it's like, okay, instead of sending a dick pic or lady a vagina shot, which is always so delightful. I'm sure everyone enjoys seeing a, I don't know, roast beef sandwich on their phone.
Last time, okay, so I seen this chick had posted a fucking vagina picture, and I was a part of like this group on Facebook, but it was like a it was like dirty jokes or something like that, and this chick like straight up posts her fucking snatch on Facebook. Now mind you, everyone knows some bitches get yeast infections. She had a motherfucking yeast infection, and I was the only motherfucker to call her out because I'm an asshole like that. I'm like, that's disgusting. So I called her out. Like, I straight up, I tagged her in comments and everything. I was like, you're fucking disgusting. Like, do you not have class? Like, I went off. Like, you dirty fucking bitch. Like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, I will call you out black, white, and yellow, and green, and purple all at the same time. Like, you make me want to hoot all over the place. No. Yeah.
I just don't understand. Okay, like, seriously, what makes people think that your vagina is photogenic, first of all? I mean, who told you? What is photogenic? You guys, I mean, seriously, guys, come on.
Guys, please.
Your dick is not photogenic. I don't care what kind of lighting there is.
No.
I don't.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the dude that sent me a dick pic off a selfie stick? And
yeah,
we kept trying to figure out, we're like, how the fuck did he get his arm? Oh, wait, that ain't his arm. Oh, is it his arm? All right.
Yeah, when you have to stare at the picture for 20 minutes to figure out what exactly it is you're supposed to be looking at, that could be an issue all in itself. But I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I think people have lost the old school effort. I mean, like, instead of being like, hey, so you want to come over and, like, you know, watch a movie and fuck?
Do you want to, like, Netflix and chill?
Right? You know, it's like, God, can a little effort, just a hint, you know, like, if you don't know what to do, go ask your grandpa. Go ask your grandma. Fuck, dude, you know, send somebody a note, a card, Jesus Christ. Send them flowers. Send them a rock. I don't know. I mean, Jesus, do something. And not a rock through window, guys. Okay, we're not, like, psycho stalkers. Okay? And this is only suggestions for people who you know are interested in you. Like, if you're flirting a little bit, they can't be, like, a non-responsive, hey, I'm totally going to win over this chick who doesn't know that I'm actually in her house right now and I'm going to make her breakfast in bed. No. Also a bad idea. Very bad idea. But what I think would be nice is if people started showing, you know, old school efforts, you know, open the door for her, not just for yourself, and be like, hey, I'll kind of hold it open as you shimmy through. No, hold it open, not that hard. You know, I mean, just, God, you know, just stuff. Just drives me nuts. See, this is why I don't go in public. What?
Oh, man.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. I was just laughing at what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this is why I don't go out in public very often.
Yeah, it's true. I don't public because there's people out there and it's all people-y and shit.
As I'm going to be surrounded by people in a fucking tent hut and, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of motherfuckers are going to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would just be too much for me. That would be way too people-y. Because that's
people-y.
A lot of people. Well, you're being paid to be nice to them, though.
I am. I'm being paid. You know what I really, 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 really like about this whole entire thing?
Huh.
All of my friends have paid over $12,000 $1,200 to go to this. And I'm going for free. And paid to be there.
Nice.
Everyone's like, fuck you, Angela. I hate you. Ha ha. Fucker. Not every day an opportunity falls into my lap, but when it does, I take it and I grab it and I run.
Right? Exactly.
Hee hee.
What else was I going to say? Bing. I was going to say something else. What was I going to say? You know what? Let's switch topics for a minute. Let's go completely into an area that not, I can safely say we have not dove into this area before. Are you prepared?
Oh, good. Why not? Do I need a helmet? I'm in my garage.
No, but I think as a mom, I think that this topic could be very interesting. And I think that this could make for a very
interesting good.
I have two nephews and a niece. Now, with that said, I love my nephews and my niece. I would do anything for them. However, my youngest nephew, pretty certain he's Satan himself. He's 3.
Okay.
And he, first of all, is not potty trained. Refuses to potty train because he just doesn't want to. He stabs my mom, who does daycare for him for free, by the way, stabs her on a daily basis with a fork, throws things at her, and most recently locked her in a bedroom so he could run through the house and do whatever he wanted.
Yes.
Now, as a mom, what would your reaction be?
I'm not going to say that publicly. You stumped me at potty, not potty train at 3. So I was like, oh.
I know. And it's really funny because, there's certain things that just kind of set me off. Now, my sister, mind you, is an RN, okay? She's not a medical assistant. She's
yep.
not a nurse assistant. She is a registered nurse.
Yeah.
And her 3-year-old child is not potty trained. Uh-huh.
That all goes back to the parents.
Well, I guess when my mom had said something to her, my sister's reaction was to say that my mother needed to stay calm and just let him know that that behavior is not acceptable.
Oh, okay. Give him a cookie.
Give
him a participation award.
Exactly. I started laughing hysterically and said that that would never happen in my house.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
My youngest nephew is allowed to beat the shit out of my other nephew, who is 11.
Oh, snap.
And my oldest nephew is not allowed to retaliate because they're afraid that he would hurt him. My good. Let him do it once.
Well, see, now here's the deal with that. My youngest kept going after my oldest, mm-hmm. and I kept telling my oldest, like, you know, obviously you're 11, he's 4, like, knock it off, like, you know, like, put him in his place, but don't, like, put him in his place physically. And my oldest son, got mm-hmm. mad because my youngest son, like, punched him a bunch, and now my youngest son has a broken collarbone. So, I mean, you can tell the oldest to go after him, or you can tell him not to. So, I mean, I didn't tell my oldest son to go after him. I told him, I was like, you know, make sure he knows, like, not to do that. Like, just, you know, stand firm and tell him no.
Because,
I mean, that's literally like an 18-year-old beating up my 11-year-old. Like, I don't want that to happen, obviously, and I would not wish that upon my 11-year-old. But I did inform my 11-year-old now that my youngest has a broken collarbone, if you ever touch your brother again, I might go find someone a little bit older than you, just to put fear in. But I was like, you know, I looked at him, I was like, you know, I explained, this is the same scenario. You're 11, I could go find an 18-year-old, that's the same difference here. Like, you can't do that.
Right.
So, I mean, it really depends on the age difference. Like, my nephews, my older nephew and my younger nephew, like, shit, Gavin's 7 and Wesley's 4. Those mm-hmm. two go at it, like, you'd think there's, like, a fucking wrestling match and boxing match going on, but, I mean, that's a little different, but,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Everyone, the parents different. So I know what I would do and I know what I do. So
I guess my biggest concern is that, I mean, this child is so bad to the point where he can't be taken in public. They unfortunately just kind of let him do whatever he wants and they don't really stop him.
You know, I really think a lot of it has to do with the way society is going and the fact that everyone gets a fucking participation award and everything's run off of fucking tablets and iPhones and whatever else. Like, it's just how it is. And that's, my youngest broke his fucking tablet within a couple weeks of having it because he got mad and he slammed it on the ground. And I was like, well, there goes that. I guess you won't fucking get one of those anymore. Like, fuck that. I ain't fucking spending the money on that shit.
Yeah.
Nope. And I had him throw it in the trash. I was like, here you go. Throw it in the trash. I don't know what to do. He threw a huge fit. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Throw the shit in the trash. Bye.
Yep.
Let's bring it out to the trash can together. I don't want to. You're a mean mom. Well, call me what you want to, but I ain't giving you fucking candy for this shit. Like, get the fuck. Nope.
Right.
Not today. Not today. Ain't gonna happen in my book.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, maybe, I don't know.
My oldest acted out, got pissed off, did something. Like, he peed in my house because he was pissed off that his dad was gone. And I was like, he peed in his toy box. That's what it was. And he was, like, obsessed with cars. So I had, like, this little toy box that was, like, shaped like a car for all of his cars to go in. And it was, like, you know, 3 feet by 2 feet high. Kid pissed in the fucking toy box. And I could not figure out where the smell was coming from because it had a lid and everything, but I could smell the urine in his room. And it had been, like, I must have been, like, the whole day I had been sitting there. Because I was, like, I've got, you know, OCD and I clean all the time. But I was, like, you know what? So I finally started moving stuff around, and I lifted up the toy box, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. He was like 4 at the time, and it was trash day, and I made him look at all the cars. He's like, we can clean them. I was like, no, the fuck we can't. I ain't going to sit in a fucking bath full of Lysol. Hell no. Like, I ain't cleaning all these goddamn toys. I looked at him dead in the face and said, you're going to bring the lid to the trash can. I'm going to bring the cars to the trash can, and you can say goodbye to your toys. And even to this day, he remembers it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nope, that shit don't fly. Like, I am very much about disciplining, and I do it many different ways. Like, I tell my kids all the time, you don't want to clean up your toys? You got 10 minutes, and I'm going to walk behind you with a trash bag. Whatever's not picked up is going in the trash. I throw away toys all the time. It ain't going to affect me none. Like, yeah, that's money in the trash, but at the same time, you don't want to do what you got to do, you're going to get, you know, repercussion of it. So
there you go.
All these little fucking asshole kids that keep fucking with cops and shit. Like, cops are mean, blah, blah, blah. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, are you serious? You don't. If you act like an asshole, you're going to be treated like an asshole. Common sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I've seen both sides of it. Like, I joke about my one friend Wayne, who's from Jamaica, and you know, I've heard about what's lightly called DWB, driving while black. Now, there was one time, probably, I don't know, a couple months ago, we were going up to look at a house that he wanted to see, and I was riding with him and his dad. And they were both in the front seat, and I was kind of in the back, and I was kind of, I don't know, kind of slumped down a little bit, and I was doing stuff on my phone. And we get pulled over because he was speeding, and before the cop even approached the car, he called for backup. I was like, really? I actually took a Snapchat of it because I thought it was hilarious. So I was like, I've never seen this in my entire life, and I've sped a lot. I've been pulled over countless times. I am guilty as all sin, and I admit it. I speed, I drive fast, you know, whatever. I've never had a cop call for backup. Ever. And Angela, I know.
Oh, we all know. We all know my reputation.
Have you ever had backup called?
Yeah. I did, in North Carolina, when I was going 80 in a 40. Yeah.
You're like, 40?
It was one of those things where, like, it was one of those things where it said, like, okay, so, like, going from Virginia Beach to North Carolina, it's literally, like, a one-lane road, and you can only pass at certain times, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 70 where I was, and it said reduced speed ahead. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going around this motherfucker. So I did, and I gunned it, and I went over and around and up and over the bridge, and whoop, whoop. I'm like, fuck. He's like, ma'am, you're going 80 and a 40. And you've got children in your car. Now, mind you, I had all three kids and my dog in my car. And my dog, like, barks at everything. That's just, like, we're not talking, like, everything. We're talking, like, the wind blows the wrong way and she's all, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, no, my dog is on the back barking. And he's like, ma'am, I'm going to have you step out of the car. And my kids are like, mommy's going to go into a cage. I'm like, fuck. He calls for backup. I'm like, bro, seriously. Like, is this really fucking necessary right now? I even called him bro. I'm like, he's like, are you being disrespectful? I'm like, fuck you, dude. Like, and I was just, I had cops at my house the other day. Motherfucker. I had to have my hands against the back of the wall. Like, literally. Like, I probably looked like I was being aggressive. I don't even doubt that I looked that way. I'm hung the fuck over on Saturday? I don't even know. It was one of those days. I have my hands behind my back, and I'm standing against the wall, and he's yelling at me about my dog getting loose because she's a pit bull and yada, yada, yada. And I look at this guy, and I was like, dude, I was like, you ain't got nothing better to do with your time? Because he can't, motherfucker comes to my house, is yelling at me about my dog that was loose 2 hours ago. And I'm like, dude, are you fucking serious right now? I am, like, literally, like, half vomiting because I can't even function. So I'm like, this is great. So I'm, like, standing there. I roll my eyes at him because he kept rolling. Like, he was one of those guys that, like, I don't know if it's, like, his nervous twitch, but he kept, like, blinking and, like, rolling his eyes at the same time. And I looked at him, and I was like, sir, are you being disrespectful? And he's like, are you being disrespectful? I'm like, I don't know, am I? I'm like, I don't really appreciate you coming to my house rolling your eyes at me, and it's, you know, something that you're yelling at me about that happened 2 hours ago when clearly you have better things that you could be doing with your time. And he looks at me, and he's like, well, your body language is telling me, and your attitude is telling me that you're being disrespectful. I'm like, well, if we could sit here and point out all the disrespectful things going on right now, I was like, you probably wouldn't like me very much, so I'm going to suggest you tell me what the fuck you have to and get the fuck off my property. And I'm like, nowhere in my knowledge is it that you can't cuss at a cop.
No.
I don't know if that's something you can't do or if you can do. I don't know. I really don't fucking care. But if you're going to come at me human and be a dick, I'm going to be a dick back.
Right.
So he's, like, yelling at, like, and this was, like, a 15-minute deal. Like, literally, like, 15 fucking minutes. And I, like, looked at him. I had my hands so wrapped within myself behind my back. I looked at him. I'm like, are you fucking done yet? Like, you got something else you want to do? Because you've been here 15 minutes, and I'm sure there's more serious things going on in this fucking county than my dog getting loose when I live on 7 motherfucking acres. Just saying. Just a hunch. Just a hunch.
God,
dude. Right. I was like, man, like, this fucking asshole. And I've never wanted to call a cop a pig until that very moment. I'm like, and I even told him, I was like, bro, I've got 2 years of law enforcement underneath my belt right now. Like, I know for a fact there's other things that you could be doing. Like, there's probably people speeding on 95 right now. Like, I live right off of a highway in the fucking sticks. It's a speed limit of 55 miles an hour. Just two houses over yonder that way. I'm pretty sure you could go sit at the end of my dirt road and catch a motherfucker speeding. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, your dog got loose, and if I have to come back here again, we're going to have to write you a citation, and nobody wants that, and we can get you with animal neglect. Bitch, I'm here by myself, 7 motherfucking acres, 3 kids, alone, all the motherfucking time. And you want to come here because my dog got off of her collar. And I walked this motherfucker to my backyard, pulled the fucking leash with the fucking collar attached to it and said, she got loose. What do you want me to do? I've got 3 children and 1 with a broken collarbone that needs a little more attention than me standing outside for the 5 minutes I watch my dog fucking urinate and take a shit in my backyard. Like, get the fuck out of here. Ugh. Anyways,
you shouldn't hold back.
Yes, I've had police officers come to my place for backup before. Oh, and the time I was in Virginia. Oh, they almost arrested me for that one. Oh my God. So,
Okay. Have you been
oh.
arrested?
I've never been arrested. I've come close, but I have never been arrested and I've never gone to jail. But I lived in Virginia Beach. It was somebody broke into my car. Like legit like broke into my fucking car. Okay? And in within 24 hours, my car, my house, and my shed was broken into.
Wow.
I wasn't in the best of moods. Wasn't, one of my best days. Not one of my best moments. So I call the cops, and I'm pregnant, mind you. I'm really excited at this moment. Like, at the time, happily married, husband's deployed, yada, yada, yada. Fucking gross. Gag me. And I had a fuck trophy in my stomach. So I'm like, standing there, I'm like, dude, somebody broke in, like, literally cut my screen, busted my window, broke into my house, broke into my shed, and broke into my car. And they didn't steal anything but my pocket change. Like, I had my debit card in there. I had, I, at the time, and not now, at the time, I was really bad about, like, in my center console, I would just throw all my shit because I'm not a normal girl. I don't carry a purse. I think those things are fucking disgusting. So, I'm sitting there, and this fucking, this cop is like, well, I don't know what you want us to do. And I'm like, I don't know, like, you don't have, like, a fingerprint kit or something? Like, just fancy idea. I've only watched Cops a handful of times. Well, that could lead back to this, and that could lead back to that, and it could be anybody, and somebody could have da 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 da. And I'm like, I listen to him. I'm like, are you gonna do your fucking job, or do you want me to do it for you? And he's like, ma'am, are you getting an attitude? I'm like, yeah, I was born at night, but it wasn't fucking last night. And he's like, if you can't seem to calm down, we're gonna have to put you in handcuffs, and we're gonna have. I'm like, for what? I'm like, you got fucking something against me? I'm like, you want to put me in handcuffs? I'm like, here you go, buckaroo. Like, you feel fucking better about yourself? Like, and I was like being a smart ass, put my hands behind my back and shit. And he's like, we're gonna need you to calm down. And yeah, he's just going on and on and on. I'm like, you want me to buy you a fucking box of donuts too while you sit here? It was 2 hours. He sat there 2 hours.
What would have happened if you would have gotten excited about the offer of handcuffs? You would have been like, yeah, yeah,
Right?
let's
That's the most action I've gotten in 6 months, fucker. God.
Handcuffs, that's how I got this.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how people get fuck trophies. Handcuffs. Who knew? No,
That's not
fucking.
covered in 50 Shades of Grey. Fuck trophies were not
Well,
covered.
we both have had experience with police officers, and they don't use those kind of handcuffs for fun time. So,
That is true. I know.
I mean, I see why, but ew.
They also get offended if you ask them if they shine them. Who knew?
Right? Oh, yeah, God, that's so fucking funny. Do you shine your handcuffs? Like, the fuck do you think this is? The fuck do you
Do
think this is? I mean, you're a cop, and this could be fucking fun, but you want to be a little bitch, so I don't know.
God, you're taking shit all personal. Fuck, I just want shiny handcuffs. What the hell?
Right?
And a girl
We
just make
bedazzle them
them.
and make them look pretty. Apparently not. I don't think it's very funny. Well, it doesn't help that my fucking godfather is a police officer, so I fuck with him all the time.
It's super funny.
That's funny as shit.
It also, they do not think it's funny when you announce that you are currently concealing a weapon and they are more than welcome to go and find it. They don't think that's funny.
You got your papers on you? Fuck no. Search, bitch.
Yeah, I do. With the weapon. Wanna find it?
Oh, man. Apparently calling a cop a fuck face isn't exactly nice either.
Sound a bone.
Whoops. I don't have a flipping filter. We were sitting there at dinner tonight, and when I was at my business meeting for the June 18th event that I am pulling together. Apparently, and I don't know, lucky me, it was all couples. Imagine that. So, like, the two people that I was having a business meeting with, they brought their wives. And then there's me who thinks like a guy but is a female. And I'm sitting there, and this chick point, this wife points out to me, she's like, God, you really cuss a lot. And I'm like, is that a problem? And she's like, well, I just counted out within the first 10 minutes you've said fuck 26 times. And I'm like,
that's it.
Do we
want
to go for 36? Right. I'm like, do we want to go for 36? Like, your husband is in a metal band and he sings about vaginas. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Like, what? These are my kind of people. Like, am I supposed to walk around in stilettos and look cute and be like, oh, yeah, I would like me some Chardonnay? No, motherfucker, give me a glass of Fireball and a fucking beer and we'll call her a day. Like, what the fuck? No. There's something wrong with wearing... Now, here's the deal. I show up. I'm in a fucking band t-shirt and a band hoodie and jeans and Converse. And I always do my hair and makeup. And she's like, oh, my God, your hair matches mine. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I don't do, like, the high-pitched, I know I have a high-pitched voice, but I don't do, like, the high-pitched, like, oh, my God, like, that's so awesome. Like, it's just not me. It doesn't even, no. I'm just like, oh, God, I'm just going to sit here and do what I got to do and leave. Yeah. Like, nope. No, you're cute. You're in stilettos and your leggings and nice shirt. And, you know, this other lady's really not talking at all because she's super uncomfortable. But, you know, whatever. How do fucking women wear that shit? I can't fucking see. I tried to wear heels to court for my friend's daughter. And that just, them shit, literally, I walked out of the courthouse. I don't even think I told you this. I walked out of the courthouse, took my shoes off and threw them in the trash. Fuck that. Never the fuck again. No.
Impressive.
Yeah. No, I don't do heels. Not these fucking stiletto-y clicky things when you walk and just fucking gross.
They're so fun, though.
Gross.
They're nice.
No.
You just got used to them.
I got a new stalker.
You do? Congratulations. Do tell.
I know, and it's a chick.
Oh.
It's a chick.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, those
Yeah.
girls...
Oh. It's a girl. Yes. She's feeling some type of way about me and her literally guy friend's friendship, I guess. I don't know. Like, there's nothing. I talk to this person just like I talk to everybody else. Like, you know, bro gets tossed around all the time. What?
I was panicking thinking you had, like, an admirer, but really she's just a jealous girl.
No. She's not even a girlfriend, though. That's the thing.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah. She's just,
So she's trying to pee on someone and it's not working.
Yeah. 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 Most definitely. But it just makes me giggle. So I'm, you know, like, I've gotten to the point where screenshotted a lot of the thing. Like, it's one of those things where I wake up in the morning and I have a secret admirer and it kind of makes me giggle and they go through and like all of my shit at night, or maybe it's in the middle of the night or the morning before I get up. And I screenshotted it and sent it to my guy friend, and I was like, told you. He was like, oh, my God. I'm like, I don't know, man. You might want to check your friend. I'm just like, and I laugh about it because I'm like, okay, you know, I get it. I'm kind of cool, but fuck, man.
Does she say anything to you?
No.
She just likes everything.
No. Yes, I've actually considered and thought about screenshotting it and then posting it to her page and saying, I see you, you're not a very good ninja. Because I've done that before. So it's not something that I haven't done before. It's not out of the ordinary, but I don't want to stir the pot. I'm an instigator. I ain't going to lie. But I don't like to start problems.
Let's think about this. On a scale of, like, she'll plant flowers in your yard to she's going to try and move into your house, boil you bunny, and try and be a mom to your kids. What kind of crazy are we talking about here? Like, where on that
scale? I'd say mediocre. Maybe right in the middle. Like,
right in the middle, huh? Okay.
Wants to become my best friend almost. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, well, those can get a little... It can get a little sketchy because you don't know which way those chicks are gonna go.
I almost want to ask them to take a picture of their medicine cabinet. Perfect for some of the guys I know. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Some of the single guys I know, if you want a crazy one, I got one for you.
Gotta love one, guys. Yeah.
We got a live one.
Oh, yeah, well, some guys like the crazy chicks, though. I have another topic. Okay.
God.
So, it is not a mystery that I am not relationship guru, per se, for myself. Now, because I haven't been in what some would call a relationship, I'm not really versed on the ways of relationships. Now, one of my friends likes to text me on a fairly regular basis and asks me to check on her boyfriend because he has new friends on Facebook. And I'm supposed to do research to find out who they are and if they're single, are they attractive, blah, blah, blah. Is that normal?
Because that's what I think it is.
That really seems like a lot more work than I'm willing to put into a relationship. I mean, like, if I have to, like, stalk his Facebook, like, I have enough things to do. Stalking someone's Facebook is part of it. I definitely have to be single forever.
If your friend is asking you to stalk her boyfriend's Facebook, obviously she's got trust issues and shouldn't be in a relationship to begin with.
I feel bad for him because he hasn't done anything wrong. And I think she just needs the reassurance that because she's been burned so many times. I mean, we all have, though. That's nothing.
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah. So it's nothing surprising that we've all been burned at some point. It just kind of surprises me. You know, because, I mean, he's a really nice guy. Like, a genuinely really nice guy. And I think she's just so freaked out because she's looking...
Nice guys finish last.
Well, he's just... maybe this is true for more women. Maybe this is what causes a lot of relationship issues because he is, like I said, a genuinely nice guy, like a truly nice person. Do you think a lot of relationships have issues because the other person, whether it be male or female, because I know guys do it too, go looking for problems and they almost create a problem that they're there?
Yeah.
Interesting. But how do you point out to somebody that this is happening?
You just say it, just how you said it.
Okay, but what if you say it and they still don't listen?
Then that's on them.
Yeah. It makes me sad because, I mean, they really could be good together. They've actually talked about, like, having a baby and, you know, like, long-term relationship stuff. And, you know, she's so freaked out that he's going to cheat on her that, I don't know, I feel bad. I'm like, he's a nice guy. What do you want to do? I don't know. Like I said, I just want to make sure that wasn't like normal relationship protocol because that's just, I have way too much going on right now. I just can't commit to stalking as well. It's just, it doesn't work into my schedule.
You shouldn't have to.
If
she's that curious, she should do it on her own.
Well, most of the time she's like, hey, can you go on the computer and look at his profile? I'm like, do you really think I sit in front of my computer all day hoping that you're going to call that I can stalk his profile for you? I don't care.
Right.
You know, so finally I just started saying, I'm like, oh, no, their profile's locked. I can't see anything. Don't know. I have no idea. So that's my new response now. I'm like, nope, can't. Can't see anything. Don't know. Don't know anything. This candle is really going bonkers right now. So
fucking dog is going to be the death of me.
Which one? Not Nala.
Pitbull.
Oh,
no. A pitbull. Oh, she's got anxiety, like separation issues. So
yeah.
Every single time I, like, you know, I've been outside the whole time we've been on air. Come inside, and she fucking tore apart my shoes, like, completely destroyed them.
Oh.
Again. and shit in my basement.
Well,
he told me.
I guess so.
Again. She said, fuck you, bitch.
Think you're going outside? I don't think so. What the fuck are you doing?
I decided I'm probably going to freeze my ass off this weekend.
You're what?
I'm going to freeze my ass off this weekend.
Pretty good chance of that.
32 degrees at night in a tent.
Yeah, have fun with that. I'll be thinking about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty not excited about that part, but the experience will be fun. And they're still looking for work, so if anyone else wants to join me, let me know, and I can send you the information.
If I wasn't taping this weekend, I would go, but I'm taping, so I cannot.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Can you get backstage and all that good stuff?
Okay. Something that you probably shouldn't do.
What?
Is let Angela work something like this.
Why?
Because I tend to break rules where I think rules should be broken.
Agreed.
Like, giving me a staff shirt. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Just saying. Giving me the option of having more than one staff shirt. Probably not a good idea. I know quite a few people.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, possibly having somebody younger than me be my boss. Not a good idea. I don't listen.
This is going to be funny.
We need you to go and grab this. Yeah, you're 18. You're a little more limber. Go ahead. Okay. I'll stay right here. I'll watch your spot. It's totally cool. It's the little things. Probably shouldn't have me do.
Let's see. Who else going to be there?
Oh, you'll have to look. There's Shinedown, Seether, Rob Zombie, St. Anno. So
can you get backstage?
I can, because the person that I'm working with, her cousin is one of the bands.
Oh, cool. Okay, so let's see here. Avatar is going to be there?
Yes, your favorite.
Man, son of a bitch. Would you record that for me, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we love our Avatar.
Okay, so on Sunday, I'm going to need you to get backstage and talk to Disturbed. Seether.
Oh, okay.
6 a.m. Let's see. Butcher
Baby. Remember.
Let's see. Who else? Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Let's see. Saturday, I'm going to need you to find Rob Zombie. And Yellow Wolf and Avatar. We should just have them come into the studio.
Avatar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like my entire weekend would be completely made if you just were able to tape them swinging their hair. Because that just makes me so happy.
Oh, you know I will.
I don't know why. It just makes me so happy. I get very excited. I think it's the coolest thing ever. It's stupid. You know what? Oh, my God. If they put sparkles in their hair, oh, my God. I would die. I would absolutely die. I'd be like, dude, I'm now a groupie. Can you imagine if their hair sparkled and they did that? Oh my God. That'd be so cool in the sun. Yeah, suggest it.
Yep.
Oh my God. Let's get him in the studio. I will suggest it. Are you rolling your eyes right now?
No.
You're like, nah. No. Like, snap, crackle, and pop.
I'm excited.
You should be. It's going to be super fun.
Yes, and my new AOW brother is going to be there, too.
Yeah?
Well, that'll be fun, because I won't be by myself.
Nice.
I like meeting new people.
Good. That work. Then it works out great that you're doing this.
Yeah, buddy.
People. You like to people. I do not like to people.
I do like to people.
Yeah,
I totally like people.
Not. You like
I like
people.
The experience. I like the stories.
Stories are good. Stories are always good. As long as they're good stories, not dumb.
I mean, I am the person that goes to the bar and, like, the one person always sits next to me and tells me their life story, so.
True. That's cool, though. That's because you're so approachable. Because you're adorable.
Oh, I'm just so all kinds of fun.
Because you're so sexy, Miss Angela.
That's what it is. That's what we'll call it.
Yep. Yep. It's Miss Angela. That just draws them in.
It's the red hair.
It could be. Could be the change of pace.
I don't like you right now. Don't even look at me.
Huh?
Damn dog. My pit bull's looking at me like, Mom, get the fuck. No, you're naughty. The second pair of sandals you've eaten, shit on my basement floor, and you wonder why you have a kennel.
Hey, at least she's a little tougher than my dogs. My dogs cry a lot. And they're big. When they cry, I'm like, dude, come on. Like right now. Curled up underneath a bench. I don't know. My dog's pout. So what else is going on? We've got 6 minutes left of the show this week.
Not a clue.
Not a clue?
No.
So, Angela, if someone were interested in you, what could they do to get your attention?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
At all? Nothing?
No, I'm super not interested.
Well, that's exactly when it's going to happen, though, and you know that.
That's gross.
Whoa, this is
no,
deep.
I've sat for the past 4 weeks and listened to my friend get his heart ripped out and stomped on. And it just makes me so thankful that I'm not in any kind of position to do that to myself. 4 weeks of sadness. So I'm just like, no, I'm good. Like, no thanks. It's not my thing. And then, like, you try to reiterate, like, the same thing that you've been telling them since the first day, and it's just they don't listen. So it's like, okay, you know what? You're on your own, man. No?
You know what? I think we need to play matchmaker.
Or?
Well, we could start with someone easy, hippie. That'd be pretty easy, I think, maybe. So any ladies who are out there who would like to meet a nice guy with a house, a couple motorcycles, a truck, traditional views on dating with a non-traditional life. Is that a nice way to put it? Yeah. Loyal, tall, he's cute, a little older, not too old though. So if anybody's interested, and he does have long hair, just so we're clear, it's not a mullet, but he's a cool dude. Anybody's interested, let us know. Or they know of anybody who's interested. And they have to be in Minnesota. That's the other. Well, I guess not necessarily.
Huh. Yep.
You got anybody?
Yep.
We could do like a date.
Well, not to. No, I got somebody that we could throw on a date, though.
Sweet. Who? With him?
Oh, I got another guy that we could hook someone up with.
Okay. Yeah. See, right now we have an abundance of guys who are looking and a severe low inventory in women. So, ladies, we need you to step up, help out, volunteer. We could just do like a matchmaker. I still think we should do like a matchmaker show. It'd be fun. Speed dating. Awesome.
Speed dating. Yes.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we decided to go speed dating? Oh my God. Put us next to each other and be like, next. Nope. Next. Nope. Be awful. I think we'd probably piss people off. No. Whatever. So what do we have coming
up? Man.
What?
I just nothing. I'm being bad.
You're being bad. Well, you're gonna have to.
I think that we should be long distance matchmakers. Like, I know three ladies in Texas. I know a guy in Texas. And I think like we should just hook them up.
There you
see
go.
See how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
could
be matchmakers from a distance. Hey, if that one lady can do it, the millionaire matchmaker chick, we can do it.
There you go. We can do it. We can do it.
Mm-hmm. We can do it.
Yeah.
We suck at dating, so I mean, why not make everybody else happy?
I'm really good at setting people up. I just suck at it myself. All right.
I keep getting as what? What?
We got 30 seconds left on the show. Is there anything else that you want to say?
Come see me at Northern Invasion. That's all I got. All
right. Well, we got 10 seconds left, so everybody, make sure you get out there this weekend and make those bad decisions, because the bad decisions are not going to make themselves. See you next week, everybody. Peace.